few days later, I ran across this, and I want to share this with you today. In Acts chapter 17, verse 23, it says, "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God." To the unknown God. And what he just walked by was a field full of idolatry. They had a God there for everything. And just in case they left out one, they had the unknown God to the side. I've looked at this and looked at this.
Chapter 3, verse 15.
church is people, but they're servants of God. Of course, Jeff is a pastoral apostle, and the pastor of this church told us to behave yourself in the house of God, not how to misbehave. Somebody has to learn that. I don't know if I can say that. You need to learn how to behave. Now, you need to learn how to go to the outside house of God, too, by the way. She knew. She knew how to behave herself. She come in here and worship God. She is as good here as she was at the house. That's the one thing I like about her. We were all four of us in a tunnel on Jimmy Rock. She is Teresa, the same person who was on the front pew over here doing this. She's the same person. I like that in somebody. And she said that God is unknown in his person. And look, people just don't understand how this thing works, I think. They get the idea that we become Baptist Catholics. I had an aunt that was Catholic. And she said, what do you do at your church? And I told her. She said, well, that's nothing like our church. I said, what do you do? She told me, and I didn't believe her. A few years later, I went to a funeral. I made him go with me. I said, you ain't going to believe this. They want me to preach a funeral down there. And I said, I think it's a joke, but we're going to go and find out. I couldn't believe it. They did a certain thing when the guy said something. His father beat his father in dominoes. It was just one great big thing. And me and him didn't know what was going on. I've never forgot that. My aunt looked at me and said, how'd you like that? I said, I don't even know what to say about it. Because then people don't act like that in the street, but I know you come in here, do what you're going to do in here, do it out there, do the same thing, and nobody thinks a thing about it. Be real. Be real. Behave yourself in the house of God. One last thing I noticed when I said that where it says, I passed by, that's what got my attention in this verse of Scripture. Teresa passed by here. She passed through Kings Mountain, Blacksburg, Gaffney, everywhere she went, she just passed by. She was headed somewhere. Brother Terrell, she goes, I'm not sad, I'm about happy here, okay? You let me enjoy myself, I'll let you enjoy yourself. She just passed by. But when Paul passed by, he looked. He saw something. When Teresa passed by, there's one of four things she saw. She saw idolatry. She saw sin. She saw phony believers. But she also saw people that are ready to pass by. April 7, 1994, I became ready to pass by. I'm glad of that day. Thank God there's more hope than what we got here on this earth. Thank God that there's a mansion waiting in heaven, contained in a building, that if everybody that ever lived went there, we'd all have 10 acres. Jesus said there'd be a few that find it, so I guess that's how we can qualify a mansion being in that place. I'm glad to know I know Him. Are you ready to pass by today? Don't leave out of here not ready to pass by. This is all you got. If this is all you got, this will be your end right here on this side. We'll all pass this way, but are you ready to pass by? Family, thank you. God bless you. You're in our prayers. Thank you for having the time and patience you had with her. She was well cared for. Never seen that hardly in my life, somebody being cared for like that. For all the folks that made this service happen today, that turned on the lights, that vacuumed, whatever you've done, may the Lord bless you for everything that's done here today. Brother Jamie, we love you.